Innate human capacity for sympathy. It is intrinsic to human nature to empathize with others, sharing in their sorrows and joys alike. Even those perceived as tough or unfeeling often exhibit compassion towards the less fortunate. While you may not physically feel the pain of someone being tortured, you can empathetically envision and reflect upon it, much like when witnessing someone else being hurt prompts an instinctive urge to touch your own body. Through empathy, we not only experience the suffering and distress of others but also share in their moments of happiness and joy. The term sympathy encompasses an understanding of various human emotions and sentiments. Typically, you resonate more with the underlying causes of emotions rather than the emotions themselves. The primary inquiry often revolves around the reasons behind a person's sadness, anger, joy, or happiness. For instance, an elderly individual might seem content due to a decline in mental faculties, evoking pity from observers who perceive his lack of awareness. Occasionally, you might find yourself experiencing emotions on behalf of others, such as feeling embarrassment for someone who humiliates themselves or sharing a mother's distress when her baby cries, sensing the pain and fearing for the child's well-being, even though the infant only experiences discomfort without apprehension about the future. Interestingly, some individuals extend sympathy even to the deceased, despite their inability to reciprocate such sentiments. How others feel using your emotional insights. Typically, individuals not only experience sympathy for others but also anticipate receiving it in return. In times of suffering, mutual sympathy can alleviate emotional burdens to some extent. Refraining from offering sympathy may project an image of insensitivity and aloofness. People often seek solace in sharing their sorrows with others, a need that surpasses the desire for companionship in moments of joy. Forgiving the lack of shared joy is relatively easy, whereas the absence of sympathy in times of distress is harder to overlook. Similar dynamics apply to feelings of love and hate. While you aren't obliged to approve of your friends' acquaintances, harboring animosity towards their enemies is often expected. Strong emotions and passions are deemed justified only when they align with the sentiments of the individuals expressing them. If someone shares your sense of humor and finds a joke amusing, you are inclined to acknowledge its humor. Conversely, if someone harbors anger towards another for an offense you perceive as insignificant, you are unlikely to share their resentment. Consequently, individuals tend to evaluate others based on their standards and gauge emotions accordingly. They may criticize excessive emotional reactions, viewing them as disproportionate to the triggering cause. This tendency extends to matters of opinion as well, where individuals often assess the validity of others' viewpoints based on alignment with their own beliefs. Moderate passions for sympathy. To garner sympathy effectively, it's crucial to regulate your passions. Most people have limited sympathy to offer, especially to those they aren't particularly close to. To elicit empathy from others, it's essential to strike a balance in expressing your feelings, neither exaggerating nor downplaying them. Sentiments for evoking sympathy. The following sentiments must be considered for evoking empathy. Passions which take their origins from the body. Expressing intense physical sensations like hunger, pain, or desire is often viewed as inappropriate. While others may not directly feel these sensations, they can empathize with the circumstances of those experiencing them. Passions which take their origins from the imagination. Emotions stemming from love or ambition are more relatable as they involve the imagination. Losing a loved one may garner more sympathy than physical injury because it's easier for others to empathize with emotional pain. The unsocial passions. Anger, hatred, and resentment typically evoke limited sympathy, but it hinges on their justification. Striking a balance in expressing these emotions is crucial to avoid appearing overly enraged or too passive. The social passions. Acts of generosity, kindness, and humanity universally evoke sympathy. Witnessing harmony in relationships is far more appealing than constant conflict. The selfish passions. Emotions like grief and joy are sympathized with to varying degrees. Small joys are readily shared as they bring happiness, while significant achievements may induce jealousy. Conversely, minor grievances are often dismissed, while profound sorrows receive more serious consideration. Common justice laws and human community. Societies thrive on shared principles of justice and community support. Good deeds may not always lead to praise and rewards, as their perceived motives determine their merit. Similarly, the justification behind actions influences how they are perceived, shaping both sympathy for victims and attitudes toward revenge. Ultimately, the perceived motives of an action dictate its consequences, determining just rewards and punishments. Justice stands as a precise virtue, distinct from friendship or charity, and cannot be subject to personal discretion. While self-concern is permissible, prioritizing personal happiness over others' well-being, a common tendency despite innate sympathy, leads to condemnation. Society's very existence relies on adherence to common justice laws, upheld by people's communal inclinations. Individuals depend on their communities for growth and happiness and thus strive to align personal interests with societal welfare and prosperity. The impartial spectator to shift perspectives. The concept of the impartial spectator aids individuals in shifting perspectives and striving for altruistic objectives driven by self-interest. Just as you empathize with friends or colleagues by considering their viewpoints, endeavor to adopt the mindset of an unbiased observer when evaluating your actions and emotions. In an isolated environment, individuals may naturally perceive themselves as the most significant beings. However, within society, the impartial spectator serves as a moral compass, often referred to as conscience. Humans inherently desire love and fear hatred, leading altruistic actions to often stem from self-love. People strive to view themselves as honorable and noble, motivating them to prioritize society's concerns over their own. Nevertheless, the more distant an issue is from one's perspective, the less affected the impartial spectator becomes. For instance, if a European without ties to China were to hear of a devastating earthquake there, the initial concern may give way to considerations of trade impact before returning to normal routines. The impartial spectator in international relations. The notion of expecting individuals to care for all of humanity as much as they care for themselves, as proposed by certain philosophers, is illogical and only contributes to further misery. However, the impartial spectator holds significant relevance in the realm of international relations and politics. Unfortunately, amidst the chaos of conflict and warfare between opposing factions, this perspective is often overlooked. Much unnecessary suffering and bloodshed could be avoided if those in power could shift their perspectives and heed the counsel of their impartial spectators. The invisible force of distribution. Primarily, beauty arises from utility. An apparatus becomes aesthetically pleasing only when it functions flawlessly and serves its intended purpose. Individuals pursue utility for its conveniences, engaging in activities such as cultivating land, constructing homes, innovating products, and refining political structures to attain these benefits. Even a prosperous landowner strives to maximize yields, despite not being able to consume significantly more than a peasant. Consequently, they are compelled to distribute surplus resources among those who facilitate the creation of desired conveniences and luxuries. The unseen mechanism governing the distribution of goods not only fulfills everyone's necessities but also catalyzes technological advancements, enabling civilizations to thrive and expand. Ultimately, this invisible force leaves humanity in a more advantageous position than if the Earth's resources had been evenly distributed among all its inhabitants. Neither tradition nor patriotism justifies harming others. A critical issue arises from the impact of customs on individuals' moral judgments. For instance, the killing of newborn infants was once an accepted practice, even within the sophisticated society of ancient Athens. Even esteemed philosophers such as Aristotle and Plato supported this custom. However, no long-standing tradition, regardless of its rationale, can excuse inherently abhorrent actions. Similarly, national laws frequently exhibit bias. Prejudice against other nations and extreme patriotism often serve as justification for resorting to unjust measures against neighboring countries. While it is logical to closely monitor a neighboring country's military expansion, there is no justification for feeling envious of its internal prosperity, commercial achievements, or progress in the arts and sciences. Instead, states should strive to learn from each other and seek to replicate successful practices. Prudence, justice, charity, and self-discipline. The concept of virtue encompasses two distinct dimensions, those that contribute to personal happiness and those that benefit others. In terms of personal well-being, it is virtuous to tend to one's bodily needs, pursue pleasure, and avoid pain. This includes striving for recognition within society, securing one's rightful place, and upholding it through sensible conduct. Regarding interactions with fellow human beings, one has the choice to either harm or assist them. According to the impartial spectator, harming others is only justifiable when motivated by a sense of retribution for a perceived injury. Natural law, the basis of all civil and criminal statutes, dictates punishment for such offenses. However, there is a risk of applying a double standard to crimes. Acts of violence and injustice committed by individuals of high status and privilege are often lauded as heroism when successful, while those perpetrated by petty criminals are condemned as cowardice. In broad terms, prudence ensures personal happiness, while justice prevents causing unhappiness to others. Charity motivates actions that bring joy to fellow human beings. These virtues are balanced by self-discipline, which curbs excessive boasting, anger, and indulgence. The impartial spectator, acting as an inner guide and judge, continually directs individuals toward the challenging yet morally upright path. Key points. 1. Human nature inherently empathizes with others, sharing both their sorrows and joys. 2. Sympathy extends beyond direct experience, allowing us to understand and resonate with diverse emotions. 3. Balance in expressing emotions is crucial, ensuring neither exaggeration nor downplaying. 4. The impartial spectator guides us in shifting perspectives towards altruistic objectives. 5. Adherence to justice and virtue fosters societal harmony and individual fulfillment. 6. Prudence, justice, charity, and self-discipline are essential virtues for a content life. 7. Neither tradition nor patriotism justifies causing harm to others. Learning and cooperation lead to progress.